I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Seven undergraduate students studying biology in the University of Louisiana Monroe School of Sciences are gaining attention for their work as part of grant-funded research programs across the state. Among those are students Kyle Gresham and Grant Gallion, both of West Monroe, who presented the results of their research at a Howard Hughes Medical Institute SEA Phages Symposium. The symposium was held at the HHMI Genelia Farm Research Campus in Ashburn, Virginia. During the symposium, the students presented a poster detailing their groundbreaking discovery of a previously unidentified bacteriophage, a type of virus that infects bacteria cells. A new poll shows Republican challenger Bill Cassidy with a slight lead over Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu in Louisiana Senate race. The Rasmussen survey polled 800 likely voters. 44% supported Cassidy, while 41% said they would vote for Landrieu. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says the numbers don't look good for Landrieu.
An incumbent at the beginning of a campaign like this, a highly competitive one, to be in the very low 40s in terms of support is certainly a danger sign for her.
An email statement from the Cassidy campaign says the Baton Rouge congressman's message of common sense conservative reform is resonating, but Hogan says the poll's results speak more to the dissatisfaction of Landrieu.
These results are a reflection of the underlying partisan trends in the state, as well as the reaction against Landrieu far more than it is a positive result for Cassidy.
9% of the respondents to the poll said that they plan on voting for someone other than Landrieu and Cassidy. The survey did not mention Tea Party candidate Rob Manus, but Hogan says the poll is an indication that he does not have much support. Well, the lawsuit challenging the residency of Senator Mary Landrieu and whether or not she's qualified to run for re-election was dismissed by a judge in Baton Rouge on Friday. Judge Wilson Fields says that you can't make such a challenge unless a candidate has already been elected. ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley believes the book is closed on the matter.
Really, it's not an issue, and so it ceases to be relevant at this time to the campaign.
The suit was filed by Covington Representative Paul Hollis, who says he'll revisit the issue if Landrieu wins. LSU law professor John Baker says that the next test is fact-driven, and it deals with the intent of Senator Landrieu.
And the intention is she must have lived here and intend to return here. So as long as she can show that she's lived here, which she can, and that she intends to return here, that's strong evidence.
Landrieu's lawyers say their client is a resident of the state, and if another lawsuit comes up again challenging that, they'll be ready to make the case. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies during the day today with a high in the low 90s. A few clouds this evening with a low tonight in the low 70s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s.